Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back. Fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on. Little niggas is grown, hood rats. Don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga. The time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand. They wanna see me on top, too egotistical. Talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses I have.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Lauder Hill Legend live here on www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. The one and only here on the Sports and Entertainment Show with my co-host tonight, Miss Celebration. Celebration, say hi to everybody.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
All right.
Y'all ready?
All right. Yeah, we're going to get it in. And tonight we're going to talk about the NFL Hall of Fame class of 2017. I'll give you a quick rundown on that. There's Morton Anderson, Terrell Davis, Kenny Easley, Jason Taylor, Kurt Warner, and Jerry Jones, who has not played a down of football since he was 20 years old. Anyway, we're going to keep on moving. Of course, we're going to talk about Allen Iverson and the Big Three and why Ice Cube might have to release the fury of Straight Outta Compton on him. Of course, we're going to talk about the University of Miami's football. The NBA, we still got to get on Kyrie and LeBron James. Definitely we're going to talk about that. And also the NBA, now we got a new household name by the name of LeVar Ball, big ball
all
of
right.
Everybody, especially mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, who actually, for whatever reason, responded to LeVar Ball this week. Don't understand that.
Why?
Also, getting the entertainment with Celebration, we're going to talk about Ray Lewis's comments on Colin Kaepernick, which I know everyone is waiting for. Talk about the Girls Trip movie review and Will Packer and Oprah. Dear Will Packer is also a proud and distinguished alumni of the one and the
mighty,
only Florida A&M University. A mighty, mighty
from
rapper.
The highest.
So everybody, kick back, enjoy yeah. yourself. And we got a fun-packed show for you tonight. Of course, we always get off subject, but that's just part of the show. You know, that's what we're known for. But we always have fun here on this family show. Let me make sure I put
That's
emphasis
right.
on family. This is a family
That's
show
right.
tonight. So anybody that
we
wants to call them. In, with any nonsense, you will get hung up on tonight. So thank you so much. We're going to go into our small but very, very, very brief commercial break, and we'll be right back talking about the NFL Hall of Fame class.
Let's get it.
Fuck Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas?
Damn.
Yo, I know
I
you ain't
was...
talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Fuck
with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the result? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
I've been
fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shot some well wishing. Friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel. And his soldiers, I can handle this Podolo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better. And big dick sucking lips. Won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will.
Nah. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. The king is back. Where my crown
Will.
At? Ill will, rest in peace. Let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard. Wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts. Hanging with Little Chase, you a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you Tybo ho, trying to work it out. You trying to get brolic? Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn though.
All right, we back on. Now, first thing we're going to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this NFL Hall of Fame class. Anybody that's a fan of the NFL, are you a wavering fan of the NFL? And we'll get to that a little bit later. Just want to run
I'm losing my faith.
Class.
Well, we're
going to get to
NFL.
That in a second.
Yeah.
But these guys here didn't have nothing to do with what's going on today. So Morton Anderson, he's a pitcher from New Orleans Saints, if I'm saying it correctly. I believe he has the most points out of any kicker to ever play in the NFL, I believe. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Terrell Davis was running back for the Denver Broncos. He was instrumental on those Super Bowl championships with John Elway. Kenny Easley. Terrell Davis, just a quick bit of information. His son was in my class. I had his son in my class. I had Terrell Davis's son in my class, and I had Fresh Kid Ice. Rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. His son, both of them were in my class at New Renaissance Middle School in Miramar, Florida. So, yeah,
hey.
Two good kids. Yep, good kids.
All right.
Yep, Terrell,
that's good.
Terrell Davis, running back for the Denver Broncos. Kenny Easley, safety for the Seattle Seahawks. He was one of those first safeties that were like linebacker size, yet he could run like a running back. He was very big, very strong, very fast. Awesome player. Kurt Warner, quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. Kurt Warner came out of nowhere. He played arena football. And before that, he was bagging groceries literally at a Safeway when they grabbed him to play, to play arena ball. Next thing you know, he was playing in the Super Bowl for the St. Louis Rams. Shout out to Isaac Bruce, who was his number one target during that Super Bowl championship season. I think they called it the greatest show on turf. Yeah, Kurt Warner, one of my favorite quarterbacks. He always could find the open man. He for somebody that nice, I never understood why he never got picked up by the NFL originally. For him to slip through the cracks like that is amazing. Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. I can't substantiate any of this, but since I did not hear it come out of his mouth, not that I see it. Not that I see it.
Got a round of applause on that one.
Well, yeah, you might not be applauding what I'm about to say. Our producer is the biggest Dallas Cowboys fan there is, but what I'm about to say is I can't substantiate it.
No,
keep it up, but guess what I'm about to say? There were reports, and this may be rumor, there was a rumor that Jerry Jones told all his players at the Dallas Cowboys that if you kneel down, in protest, you'll get the F off my team. Now,
that's right. Yeah, I read
again,
that too. Yeah,
this has not been substantiated. This is just truly just rumor. So we don't know.
Don't sound far fetched, though.
I didn't hear any major media outlets such as CNN, Fox News, ESPN, in the sports world report on any of this. So I'm just gonna kind of leave it alone. But I'm gonna put that out there. There was that rumor out there. And last but definitely not least, Jason Taylor, defensive end for the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. Jason Taylor came from Akron, played at the University of Akron, was not a major recruit coming out of high school, and then blossomed in the NFL and became a Hall of Fame defensive end. Sometimes I wonder, is he worthy of it? I really thought about it. He actually is. He played his heart out, and he definitely got the stats to prove it. So a big shout out to Jason Taylor. Also, he's a assistant coach at the mighty University of
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Rattler
Raider Nation over here.
That's right, and he also. Most importantly, he is the architect of the Jason Taylor Foundation, which does a lot of good, great things in the community. Big shout out to Jason.
Congratulations,
Taylor,
homie.
Yeah, you South Florida now. We'll give you a pass. You
he's
South Florida now.
Yeah,
so that's your NFL class of 2017 Hall of Fame. I always loved the Hall of Fame time. I remember when Michael Irvin was inducted. That was my favorite Hall of Fame speech. That one and Walter Payton, when Jared Payton had to get up there. So those are my favorite memories. I always watch it. Switching speeds for a second. Switching speeds. A celebration. Have you ever heard of a guy named LeVar Ball?
I stay in the blogs. I read a lot of stuff. Here's what I know about LeVar Ball. I want you to educate me, though. He seems like he's, like, very persuasive. I don't know. The jury's out on him with me. I don't really know much about him. What's the deal? Why is he in the news today?
LeVar Ball is if you've read the book, the 50 Laws of Power. LeVar Ball has mastered the art of creating a cult-like following. He has mastered. Just some quick background for those who don't know who he is. LeVar Ball is a father. He's an ex NFL football player actually, and he's an actual. Yeah, he played in the NFL. He played for the Jets for two seasons.
I would have thought he was been in the NBA the way he carries on about these boys of his.
He played tight end for the New York Jets for two seasons. But LeVar Ball was a college basketball player. He only averaged 2.2 points at Washington State, and then he moved on to a smaller college in the California area, and excuse me, in the Los Angeles area, where he went on, and a lot of people don't talk about this. He averaged 20-10 over there now, so let's give him his credit on that. But
okay,
when he played Division I basketball, he only averaged 2.2 points. Anyway, he went on to marry his college sweetheart, who was a volleyball player, and with LeVar Ball being 6'5" and she being 6'2". They pretty much gave their kids the genetic sweepstakes. So, of course, all of their sons are very tall already. With his, I think his youngest, LaMelo is the youngest? Melo is the youngest. He's 6'3". He's like a 10th grader, I believe.
Okay.
Then you have the second son, which is, I can't think of his name right now, but he's going to UCLA. He's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
And then our main one,
Who got drafted
by the LA Lakers.
By the Lakers.
Looked to be as the savior of that franchise. He's 6'5", 6'6". So, you know, his kids are very, very talented. All right, let's just be honest right here. But he's been very outspoken. He's been on various news outlets, the main one being ESPN's Takeout with Shannon Sharp.
He
does some very outlandish things. He's made comments that he would beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. He said
he'd
beat.
Come
he
on.
Said he'd beat Charles Barkley. He said the only thing that Charles Barkley can beat me doing is eating donuts. So,
no.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Wait a minute.
He's pretty and his biggest coup de grace is that he has created a shoe and a brand and a company. It's BBB, Big Baller Brand, and his motto is: if you're not a big baller, you can't afford Big Baller Brand or something of that sort.
Okay,
you know. The shoe.
Who's underwriting this? Who's the manufacturer of his shoe? Who gave him a deal?
He gave himself his own deal. Listen, he's not with Nike, Reebok, or Adidas, or anybody. Listen to this.
No.
His shoes cost $400 a pair.
And people
were buying them. Celebrities, of course. I mean, your regular Joe, like me, to be honest with you, I'm not buying a pair.
Yeah.
Charlamagne bought a pair. Ocho Cinco, he bought a pair. You had a couple of NBA
donkey
guys.
The other day. He's a
they
donkey
bought
a, for
they
buying
bought
some $400. No name.
But hey, let me say this about it. I like the fact that he's establishing his own brand, his own company, and establishing his own legacy with his sons instead of just going the route that everybody else does. Oh, let me go work for Nike or Reebok or Adidas or Under Armour or whomever it may be.
Yeah.
Now, what his son has done now, during the preseason games, the exhibition games, summer league games, I guess you really should call it, he has been wearing. One day he wears a pair of Kobe Bryant shoes. Next day he wears a pair of LeBrons. Next day he wears that. So now there's a bidding war for his brand. Because everybody sees that this kid has a following, and his dad, he's marketable, and his dad has that cult-like following. Like, he can never get out of the news. So
I've been seeing him popping up everywhere. Everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, actually, correction, the shoe is $495.
Stop.
So, yeah, it's $495. So, $500 pair of shoes. I mean, anybody, you know, you want to. Big shout out to LeVar Ball, man. I ain't mad at you.
Man, send us some
wanna,
shoes, man.
Yeah, we're talking about
down
these shoes all day. Send us a pair. The slides cost $200 for slides.
Okay, I'll rock the slides because, you know, my toes are cute, so I'll do that. But,
$200.
You know what I'm saying? LeVar, if you listening, you know, send us some shoes so we can, you know, support your brand. One thing about him, though, he knows his market demographic. He goes in, he goes ham, he gets that attention, and he winning. But I'm just like, I'm looking to see what these boys do. You know, you can't sell wolf tickets and don't, you know, produce a show at the end of the day. They got the ball. They better be. How's his son going to be the saving grace of the Lakers? Like, how? Is he that good?
He is that good. His son is very, very good. He's a very unselfish player. Magic Johnson gave him a vote of approval, which was enough for me. So once I saw that, I was like, wow, you know.
Yeah, you're getting co-signed play. By Magic. That ain't bad. Okay.
Yeah, he's an awesome player now. He can play. I mean, he can do it. He does his thing. I got to give him credit. So, you know, but the dad, then true, and of course, you know, with the dad being as outlandish and as popular as he is, of course, now they're looking at reality shows and all kind of other stuff.
Yeah.
Which,
I see. They have a docuseries coming out with Netflix. Yeah. And Amazon and HBO Sports. Yeah. There's a bidding war. Yeah.
I would watch it. So, yeah. So, definitely.
Mm-hmm. She got jackets for $100, hats, and people are already buying them. Because, you know, while we're talking, I do my research. I'm looking up stuff. Yeah, this guy's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's getting in there and doing what he got to do. Hopefully his kids will be able to carry that on. Continue the legacy.
Yep, hopefully so. Hopefully so. We're going to go to a small commercial break. We'll be right back. We're going to continue this talk on LeVar Ball. Pretty, pretty interesting guy. So we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Just a 30-second break.
Let the band deal with it. M.I.A. style. Old school. Okay. Shut up. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up? Okay. Shut up. Okay.
They
what's up? Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Foto and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, so we ain't got no place to go though. But all my boys and boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those
blue
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. Did it time been rolling top or something done by one of my using friends? Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. But I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up, okay, what's up? Shut up, okay, what's up?
Gunplay, how I got the stripes. Two, four, three, turn out the lights. Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
smoke, they turn out the lights up.
Uh-huh, okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh, okay, what's up?
We back. All right, yeah, we back. Like we were saying about LeVar Ball, he is, in my opinion, the hold on 1 second, sir. You wanna identify yourself before you just come on the radio?
I'm sorry.
I'm serious. This man just came on here and just started talking.
Nobody gave me any ground rules. I apologize.
We got my partner.
Introduce
right
the man
here.
Host. You the host, Tommy. You got to
Listen,
introduce him.
I ain't gonna put the man's real name out there unless he wants to himself. So I'm just gonna say we got a caller from Tallahassee. That's what I'm gonna say. We got a caller from Tallahassee. Go on and give me your insight on LeVar Ball. You say he's a crook. In what kind of way? Let me hear it.
The only thing I know is a lot of folks who have claimed who have bought those big baller brand shoes, the Zoes, whatever, are now asking what's the holdup because they still don't have their shoes. So, what does that tell you?
Fraud alert! Y'all pay it online.
Credible people.
What you telling me? Credible people have said this.
Yeah.
What you telling me is some exclusive information. You telling me that people have not received their merchandise.
People have
then
not
you ordered
received
online.
The
you
people
ordered. How you know it's a fraud alert
shoe.
Unless you're how do you know this though? Like you talk to people who actually placed the order and sent in their sizes and all that?
Let's just say I know a person or two and it was funny because when I first heard it, I thought it was kind of funny. I said, "Oh, that don't sound right." And then, I think 2 days ago, the game asked them went on a little tirade about not getting his shoes as well. So.
Oh, and you know you can't cross Game because Game gonna put you out there. He don't hold back nothing.
Correct.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, he's a businessman, you know, but he tends to take it overboard, I guess. I mean, the man said he could beat Michael Jordan in one. No, I'm talking about Ball.
Oh, Ball. Okay.
He said he can beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one. I like Michael Jordan's response. He couldn't beat him if he was one-legged. So, you know, I like that response by MJ. So he said LeVar couldn't beat him if he was one-legged, which I have to agree with. So, yeah, I have
okay,
to agree with
well, hey, look here. LeVar Ball is the man. I like LeVar Ball. I mean, I hope he's not swindling people out of money and all of that. I really believe what he did do was he took the money from the shoes and then used that money to actually manufacture the shoes. And then the shoes would be shipped out once they're created, designed, and done. Basically what he did, if anybody, any of you sports fans,
flipping
if you can
shoes,
remember
bruh.
Bernie Murdoff in prison or something.
That's not what Bernie Murdoff did.
No,
he did not because that's not what he did because see there was no tangible item with Bernie Madoff. That's why he got off like that. What he's doing basically, he's selling you a product without putting up any of his own money. It's no different than what Don King did in the Thriller in Manila. He didn't have any money when he did the Thriller in Manila, which to me is one of the greatest sports events of all time. But for him to
let
put
it
that
go,
together,
man, you were
absolutely.
Just, man, you know how
together.
We are.
You were the age of one that was doing the Thriller in Manila. That was 1975. You were 1 year old.
But again, that in my opinion was without a doubt the greatest. Anything anybody could do to put that together with absolutely no money. He had no money and he put it together. So just my thought. Switching speeds for a second. We got my buddy from Tallahassee, like I said on the line. I know he's a Kane He's a Kane fan at his heart. We're going to talk about the University of Miami, and we got a freshman quarterback by the name of Nikosi. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Nikosi Perry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming from, I believe, Vanguard High School, I believe. I'm not sure. He's from the Central Florida area. I know that much. I saw film on this kid last year, and like I said, I'm no
he's
coach,
awesome.
I'm no scout or nothing like that, but he is. He's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Rick made the comment that he's a passer, not just a thrower. And you know, I like hearing that. You know, I really do, because I really believe that this University of Miami team right here is the team that can finally win the ACC championship and get this monkey off the back. But when was the last time Miami won ACC? Anybody know? Can anybody tell me that?
They played in the ACC championship game not too long ago, didn't they?
Well, remember, they couldn't. Even if they would have won it, they wouldn't have gotten the trophy anyway because they were on probation then. So, and that was Al Golden that got them there, of all people. And see, nobody wants to say anything about that. Everybody want to talk about me by taking a picture with the man smiling. But, you know.
You ain't never going to lay that down, Tommy.
Yeah, that's fine. I take another one with him. He didn't recruit Ja'Cory Harris. So I'm going to leave that at that. But long story short, the mighty, mighty University of Miami Hurricanes will be back in the ACC championship. And more than likely, hopefully, they'll be in the BCS Bowl this year. I got high aspirations for the team for this season. My buddy from Tallahassee, any thoughts on that?
Rick is a proven football coach, and if anybody can take can get him back to prominence, it is him. You know, as far as the quarterback thing goes, I wouldn't rest my hat on the freshman to do much of anything. Not a true freshman right now. I mean, I don't know much about the young man, but from everything that I hear, the best quarterback, period, in the state of Florida, is at a mid-major, which is DeAndre Johnson, which is at FAU.
Mm. That's the kid that came from Florida State, right?
That's the kid that was at First Coast, threw 7 touchdowns in the playoff game and lost, and went to Florida State. Yep. So.
And why did he leave Florida State, sir? Do you know?
Yeah, he had a little battery charge on the young lady.
Oh,
a
man.
Battery charge.
Yes, he had a battery charge on a young lady. My wife, who is very partial to DeAndre Francois, has turned code on him and decided that DeAndre she said he's a better quarterback. She's a coach's wife, so I guess she's qualified to know these things on the quarterback. So, you know, the quarterback's
hey,
coach.
Hey, hey. Hello,
yeah,
talk.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
talk is something, man.
It is.
Okay,
it is.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm getting text messages like crazy. And I see
it
one
like
saying
2001
that.
2001 was that football championship you were talking about before. It looked like it says 2001.
Which
that?
One?
Who are you talking about?
ACC championship for UM was 2001.
No, they played for another one.
No, they won.
It was a more recent one.
They've won the Coastal since the game's been played in Carolina. I thought.
Yeah, but
I don't think they had a great record. Okay.
They couldn't play for it.
Right.
Because of the violations or whatever, they were on probation or whatever it may be. They couldn't play.
Yeah, and they changed.
If I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember correctly, like I said, I could be wrong. So, who knows? But they have never won an ACC championship. That's what our researchers are telling us in the back. They never won.
Okay,
an ACC.
Researchers.
But we got some good ones in the back. I mean, they just kick it right to you, don't they?
Hey, they never won
a championship. So.
Never. Tell
them to study what Ja'Cory Harris is doing right now.
Look up Ja'Cory Harris. Y'all, researchers, research team.
Absolutely, positively nothing. That's what he said. No comment whatsoever.
Hey.
None whatsoever. Anyway, we did fail to mention one other thing too. It just, you know, just only having an hour, so many things we got to talk about. We failed to mention about the NBA, this big three they have. I don't know if you've been living under a rock. They have a league now called the Big Three, where everybody, I guess, that's retired or over the age of 40 or need some money or some notoriety or whatever, going out here with Ice Cube and playing 3-on-3 half-court basketball. It's actually pretty entertaining. It looks a step above my Sunday park basketball run. In Sunrise, that's what it looks like to me. The marquee player, which was Allen Iverson, who by far is my favorite basketball player.
That's your boy right there.
Yeah. My favorite basketball player of all time. Allen Iverson was a no-show for the game this past week. TMZ, the nosiest people on earth, have found out that he actually was in Detroit in a casino. He was gambling. So what's going on with Allen Iverson? Y'all brought him back, and you got just what you asked for. You got Allen Iverson, in my opinion. This is what he was known for. I mean,
but you know what? They tried to talk that man. They tried to say that man didn't have no money. That's what they tried to do. And then you saw the recent news where they discovered that he really wasn't as broke as they said he was. So now he's limping. He ain't never going broke. He's going to the casino. Why he gonna pay 3-on-3 for?
He'll never go broke because of the way they structured his retirement. He's gonna get money basically until the day he dies. The way they structured his retirement, they had to do him like that. Sad, but
very good.
Not a bad idea. So you know, not a bad idea. And this just in, just going back to something. Ja'Cory Harris, he played time with the Montreal Alouettes. He signed with the Montreal Alouettes on Valentine's Day of all days.
That's
so
sweet.
There you go. There you go. That's where Ja'Cory Harris is. He's playing on Valentine's Day in the CFL, a league where your career goes.
Cap, you
got to
get a research team a round of applause for that wonderful research.
Yeah, you do. Drop one of those round of applause
for them.
For the research, there you go. For the research team, being on point tonight. The research team trying to get a new contract, boy. Y'all better watch
out. They on point.
They on point tonight. They on point tonight. There they go. See that right there. Game over. Now here's the deal. Again, we switching speeds again. Just switching speeds again. Steph Curry was seen dancing, mocking LeBron James on a video, and this was at somebody's wedding. And then while he's doing it, Kyrie Irving is in the background laughing. This in my opinion speaks to the dysfunction of the NBA, and put it this way: in the 80s, you never would have seen Larry Bird laughing with Magic Johnson at Kevin McHale. You wouldn't have seen that, okay? It was a little more competitive.
We just didn't have the internet back then. They was doing it, trust me.
I don't believe that. Not no Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. They hated each other back then. That's like Jordan. That'd be like Jordan and Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah Thomas, he came out of his mouth sideways this week. He's still trying to throw jabs at Michael Jordan. He said that LeBron James is way better than Michael Jordan. It's not even nothing to even talk about.
That's haterade right there.
He's always been a little jealous.
He's jealous because Michael Jordan didn't allow him to be part of the Dream Team. You know, Isaiah Thomas wasn't on the Dream Team.
He's going to have to let that go, though.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah, he need to worry about keeping a coaching job because he could never keep one. All right. Anyway, Well, what we're going to do, we're going to kind of build this up. Before we go to break, we're going to come back and talk about the thing that everybody's been waiting on. Now, we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick, and it's actually a twist in the story now, because earlier today, those of you that are fans of the only team to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl, the Miami Dolphins, the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, he got hurt today.
He's hurt.
So it just throws a twist into it. Yeah, he got hurt today around about 1 o'clock or so. It came
and
across my phone.
They started that cap talk, though.
That's right. When we come back, we're going to build it up. We're going to talk about that. I'm gonna let Celebration go on and go in on it. And I must preface it with some things, but she'll be talking about it, this Colin Kaepernick situation. We'll be right back. Drop a little bit of that Trick Daddy for me, please. That's what I want. This is a family show, but give me a little bit of that Trick Daddy.
A little bit of Trick never hurt nobody. Trick love the kid. Trick love the kid.
Let the band deal with it.
He don't love me still.
In my age style. Old school. Okay. Shut up. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up? Okay. Shut up. Okay.
They
what's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up?
Right around in my brand new 99 Photo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans. Smoke some weed and ain't got no place to go, though. But all my boys and boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
blue
jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. Did it time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Yeah, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants and shit.
Time everybody's been waiting on. As you know, unless you've been under a rock for the last year, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Colin Kaepernick, has decided last year, he decided that he wanted to kneel down before each game that he played in the NFL in protest of what he perceived to be the injustice of black men in the country by shootings of law enforcement. Now, before we get into this, whatever your view is on this, that's your opinion. Again, we just here providing a forum that is impartial and fair. Your opinion is your opinion. Again, if you're asking for mine on it, my opinion on this whole deal is this. That's his business. That's what he wants to do. Understood. He got a right to do whatever he want to do. Everybody else that's chiming in on it and giving their own opinions about it, either you wasn't thinking about this before he did it, or you don't care while he's doing it. So that's it. And that's just the only thing I can really say about it, because that's up to him. I can't say whether it's right or whether it's wrong. But that is truly his opinion, and his opinion is his opinion. One thing he is not doing, and I'm going to say this, he is not hurting anyone, not doing anything to anyone physically. You know, we've had people that have done that in the NFL, and they've been disciplined for it, but, you know, they've been able to come back and play. So
That's right, they've been redeemed.
That's just my thoughts on it. But, you know, it's his business. He can do whatever he wants to do, and owners and other football players can do whatever they want to do and have their own opinion also. It's just fair. It's just fair. And that's really it for me. Now,
right on.
Celebration, I know you're a little more impartial on this than I am, because I'm just kidding. Let me hear your thoughts.
I do believe that, you know, everybody has the right to their own opinion. And I think, you know, listening to opposing points of view helps you grow your mind. It helps you expand your experience and, you know, grow your perspective. But when you really analyze this, and that's why I really appreciate Shannon Sharpe on Undisputed, you know, he has become the voice of our new Black America. And he speaks from a position of, I have been poor, I have money now. So I have been Black all of my life. That's one thing about me. I was watching one of the clips from his latest shows. He was like, listen, I grew up poor as dirt. You know, I went to school, I played ball, I played a professional career. If you didn't know me personally, just by looking at me, you couldn't tell me what my religion is. If you didn't know me personally, you couldn't tell me what my mother's name is. But the one thing that you could do is look at me and tell that I'm Black. And there's a huge disparity in this country with the way that Black people are treated in comparison to non-Black and brown people. And that's his position, and he stands in his position every single time he's challenged by it. Now, more recently, Shannon Sharpe has said, you know what, y'all going to cause me to click. You know, he had to take it to the old school, like, y'all going to make me snap, and I'm not going to let y'all make me lose my job, but you need to know this. I'm not going to do no shucking and jiving and cooning for y'all, because y'all are wrong. And then he provides. So he provides substance to his argument to help prove his point. So more recently, our friend Ray Lewis was posted to social media after he had a public, you know, comment about Colin and his personal beliefs. And then he put God in it. Like, he was like, man, I'm praying for you. And, you know, you do your thing, but you do your thing, you know, in the privacy of your own life. And I'm like, bruh, didn't you narrowly escape a double murder charge? Like, what are you talking? Hold up, man. Like, Colin has not stabbed anybody, hasn't been accused of stabbing anybody. Colin has not been operating a motor vehicle under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Colin has not beat up a woman. They tried to say at the beginning of his career that he raped somebody, but that was thrown out because it was unsubstantiated. That's the one thing that somebody might be able to come back and say, oh, well, he did that, and it was proven that he did not do that. So you got all these people chiming in. Remember that? You got all these people chiming in trying to make him out to be the bad guy, like he needs to redeem himself so that he can be acceptable enough to be hired. But what is he redeeming himself from? What did he do that was wrong? That's all I'm saying. So, you know,
Okay, I just want to ask this. Why does everybody's heart bleed for Mr. Kaepernick? I've been working for Leon County Schools since 1999. If I tell my boss, hey, I know you hired me and you haven't fired me, but I'm going to go look for another job, wouldn't none of y'all be talking about me? Y'all would be telling me how dumb I am. This man walked away from millions of dollars with the 49ers for the simple fact of saying that he thought he was worth more, knowing the baggage that he had. Now, why is our heart bleeding for him? Tell me that. Can anybody on this line walk off of their job and get this much support? Remember now, he wasn't cut. He wasn't fired from the 49ers. He decided to test the free agent market. Why are we having this conversation about him all the time?
Well, we're having this conversation about him because, number one, he's an NFL football player. And number two,
nobody's faulting him. I'm not faulting him for his stance. Okay, I'm saying the man walked away from it. He would have a job right now. Are we missing that point?
I'm not missing that point at all. And I'm gonna tell you. Let me just answer your question. If my principal, bless his heart, he's a lovely man. But if my principal walked into my classroom and said, "Miss Arenas, you better not say the national. You better not sing the national anthem. I don't care if you love the song. I don't care if it's important to you. If you do it, I'm going to fire you. You can't fire me because of how I respond to the flag.
Well,
nobody's
he hasn't
coming
been fired
to support
that.
Me.
He hasn't been fired himself. He's being blackballed.
He's being blackballed.
That's the part I want to get into. You can't prove being blackballed.
Johnny Manziel being blackballed? Robert Griffin III being blackballed?
Let's look at the first thing I think you should look at is need when you're talking professional sports. All right. Again, going back to a reoccurring theme on this show, Twan Russell always taught me that. And he said, it ain't about the talent you got at the time. It's about the need of the team. He said, you can be talented in the world, but if the team don't need that position, they're not taking you. So X amount of teams in the NFL don't even need a quarterback. You know, New York Giants, mm-hmm. they don't need a quarterback, last I checked, and so on. And I mean, just throwing names out. But one thing that can be said about the Kaepernick situation, after you get past that, the need, then those teams that need a quarterback, they evaluate the quarterbacks in that pool that would be available. So that would be Kaepernick. Who else is a free agent right now? Manziel. Who else is
Jay
a free agent right
Jay
now?
Jay Cutler, Tony Romo.
RG3. Yeah, all of these guys are
Are any of these guys have a problem being
right
placed? They're free agents, but are people like really, really hardcore saying they shouldn't get a job because of their personal conviction?
But
any one of these guys being scrutinized like that, though?
But who's saying that? Who's saying that he's not getting the job because of that?
The narrative, as a good friend of mine would say, narrative is that he's being blackballed. That is the narrative.
Right.
Now, mm-hmm. again, would we be at this had he not kneeled down in protest?
No.
I don't know.
It wouldn't even be. I don't think they would have. I don't think they would have had a problem placing him. I think he would have got picked up really fast had he done what they told him to do, and that's what they're mad at.
Well,
he's not doing what they're telling him to do.
Are we failing to remember that this man was benched at one point too for poor play? It's not like he's in the top. In the upper echelon.
He had a good season last year. We got to stop throwing that around because he didn't have a bad season. He's not a bad player.
He's not a bad football player.
Okay, so then why are we talking about him like he's not even that good a player anyway?
He deserves to play. Over what team? On what team? Because if you got 32 teams, you got 32 backups. So, if you got 32 teams, you got 32 backups too.
Well, at least 32 backups.
Then why don't they hire him then?
My team's starting quarterback just went down today. Okay.
Yeah.
I personally have no problem with Kaepernick coming to Miami.
Neither do I, but all them Cubans.
He might help the Dolphins play around.
Cuban people do though.
But listen,
what you say about
Cubans
now,
Wes? You do have a Cuban on the line.
No problem.
Because my skin is brown don't mean I don't get down. I'm Cuban too. What I'm saying is
when he had the Castro shirt on, y'all's community didn't take too kindly to that.
We're gonna talk about something totally different there though. It's a different frame of thought there, but
we're still talking about the same person. It's all relevant. He decided to wear that Castro shirt, and now the Dolphins have a need. But their fan base is like, their fan base isn't talking about he didn't stand up for the national anthem. Their fan base is talking about he supported the Castro regime. They're not talking about the flag. They're talking about the fact that it's the same argument then.
Why are his personal beliefs prohibiting him from working? That's unconstitutional. You can't tell somebody that.
That's going to affect ticket sales. There's no way in the world
Cubans don't go to see the Dolphins play that much. Now, come on.
I personally don't think he's going to be signed by the Dolphins based on that. I really don't. But, again, you know, I'm not the owner. So I can't say that. But this is a very, very healthy conversation. I mean, I enjoy it. I do. I like to hear both sides of it. I mean, because football is not only a platform for athletic ability. Now, you know, some guys use it as a platform for
social political movement.
For social, and that's it. And we're going to see now what the powers that be decide. Because, you know, you got to look at it a lot of ways. These owners are businessmen. And let's just take Michael Vick for example, you know, and he had some comments about Kaepernick that a lot of people didn't agree with, but take Michael Vick for example when he went through his thing with fighting dogs and that sort of thing, you know, there was not a team that would have touched him, even if they would have said, you know, Michael Vick, slap on the wrist, you're not going to prison, blah blah blah, this that and other. I don't think a team would have touched him. I really don't, because your clients, your constituents, or your fans basically would not support that. So that's about the power of the fans. It's money. I look at it from an economical point of view. That's what I look at it as, you know. And Kaepernick made a decision. He believes in it. It's his opinion. But you know, he got to deal with the aftermath of it. He got to deal with that. I don't think it's my job. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me say this. And Tommy, you know that I have a few different connections, and you're forgetting about one connection that I have with the 49ers. That was one of his strength coaches. He was not a very well liked person in his locker room. Nobody cared for the guy. They didn't care for the guy too much until a lot of them rallied around him once that situation came up. But before then, most folks considered him to be a real big jerk in the locker room, out of the locker room. Let me give you one example.
Award, though?
That wasn't the Chip Kelly regime. Once Chip Kelly came in, most of those guys that was in there. Now, like I said, now hold on. Once he took the stand with the anthem, a lot of them, because they were African American, I'm saying, begin to support him. Okay, but let me give you an example of him. He came. He would do things such as say, "Oh, I'm a complete vegan now," and then would come in the next day with a fur coat on, and they'd be like, "Wait a second, that's not." Wait a second. You know, he was.
It was cold.
Those were the type of things that he did. Now, Tommy, I won't say who, but you know exactly where I'm getting this information from. I'm talking about somebody was on the inside. You know, it's 40 tables in the lunchroom. Guys are fraternizing with each other the whole nine. He's sitting in the corner by himself listening to his music day in and day out, not even communicating with his offensive line. So that don't seem like somebody that you want in the locker room, all right? So there's a whole lot of underlining issues, not just the fact of him doing the national anthem. There's other underlining issues that come along with him. That's just one That's just one or two stories that I can tell you about him. If I were to call that coach right now, he could tell me even more. In fact, he told Kaepernick to get the hell out of his face and don't come back in the weight room until he changes his attitude. You know,
when was
numerous
this, though? Was this last season? Last season?
Oh, okay. The year before that. When Tom Sula was there, when Jim Tom Sula was there. Yes. Now, when Chip Kelly got there, a lot of things changed because that's when he took the knee. He was taking the knee three weeks before anybody even knew what was going on.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
His protest started 30. Weeks before anybody even knew what was going on.
20 seconds, and we out for the week. 20 seconds. So, final thoughts on the night. Uh-huh. Like I said, the Kaepernick saga will continue. Of course, we'll be talking about it next week. Whether some team makes a decision, now he's still up in the air. One thing we will do, we will have a show for you next week. So you can tune in us on www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. And yeah, and you can call in, everybody. You know, no biggie. Just come on. Call in and talk to us. But we had a great show
it's
tonight.
A family show.
You can be reached at 929-477-3686. This is the only family show, you know. Let's start out with saying FJZ.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one...